This is Senior Talk, presented by Gentle Shepherd Home Care on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, right here and only on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. I'm Dan Wilson, your host for Senior Talk with Gentle Shepherd Home Care, and Senior Talk is brought to you in part by our sponsors, Affordable Medical Supply and Gentle Shepherd Home Care. Visit Affordable Medical Supply online today at affordablemedmart.com or by phone at 719-632-4036. And you can find out more information about Gentle Shepherd Home Care online today at gshc.com or by calling 719-359-8371. This week on Senior Talk, we have someone I feel like I know better than anybody else who's been in the studio. It's my pleasure to have a conversation with Phil Stafford with Next Day Access and Independent Home Living. Phil, welcome to Senior Talk.
Thank you, Dan.
I appreciate you coming in. Feel like I just saw you the other day. Yeah. So, Phil, you have a very distinguished pedigree in the senior marketing, senior care industry. You're from your dad to your career to your experiences, because I know you're not 16 anymore. And so both as a participant and a not quite senior care, maybe that's me being too personal trying to rib you, but you have perspective.
That's true.
So will you start us off? Just give the listeners an overview, who you are, how you got into the business, how your quick background, and then we'll go through that.
Well, thanks, Dan. Again, Phil Stafford. And yes, I've got quite a few years experience in the home care arena, 25 years in the respiratory service industry and home medical equipment, assisting folks staying at home with medical equipment and oxygen in the home, followed by 10 or so years in the skilled home care and as a hospice and palliative care administrator locally here in Colorado Springs.
That's some serious all over the place work. And so right now you find yourself, Joyce, your wife says that you go to your friends.
My 80-year-old girlfriends, as my wife has.
I've started to out her in what I thought was an exceptionally clever statement, I didn't want to put her on the spot. But I find that very endearing.
It is pretty funny. I've had some friends over the years that I've done work for in their homes, mainly helping people age in place in the home setting. Through all my years of home medical equipment, I'd been in thousands of homes and seen people struggle with medical equipment and, as I said earlier, respiratory services, and mainly fiercely wanting to stay in the home setting rather than moving into an assisted living or nursing home type setting.
Yeah. So you've seen a lot in the years you've been in the industry. And so to kickstart, before we get to give us a success story, will you give us a little bit of a background about Next Day Access and Independent Home Living?
I had formed Independent Home Living. My mother actually had MS, multiple sclerosis, and so many decades ago I started assisting her with some grab bars and railings and homemade ramps and things like that. A very good friend of mine who happens to be an attorney gave me some advice back in 2008 or so to form an LLC and get a lot of insurance before I continued in that line of work. So I formed my company, Independent Home Living, back in 2009, assisting seniors in staying at home and fall prevention, home modifications, and things like that. I joined Next Day Access in 2020, mainly because I had been referring to them for quite a few years as I continued to work in the healthcare industry. and it seemed like a very good partnership. The ability to get more products, better pricing on products, and utilize three different crews to be able to reach out to more folks and help more seniors age in place in the home.
Economy of scale certainly did help a lot in 2020, especially.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So with this wonderful cornucopia of a background, let's start off with a favorite success story.
I would say over the years, I've had quite a few success stories. When a person is held a prisoner in their own home, so to speak, because they can't navigate the stairs, can't go out, and they literally become trapped in their own home, to give them the independence to come and go as they need to or as they please is extremely rewarding. If I had to narrow it down to one, it would probably be a pediatric case that I was involved in years ago with a young girl who was in a wheelchair, and her parents had to literally manhandle the wheelchair and lift her upstairs, which was scary for the child as well as the parents. And we installed a vertical platform lift, which is a contraption like a mini elevator in the garage that allowed her to push a button, automatically open a door, use her power chair, and roll up onto a ramp with a door opening once it was to the top of the platform and get into her house without the assistance of her parents. And the look on that little girl's eyes was quite special to everybody involved in that case. Okay. Yeah, so that would probably be one of the favorite success stories.
You know, I find it so interesting, and I think I probably mention this every week on Senior Talk, but most people who are in work in senior healthcare have a story, have different stories that they carry, but I've never put together the idea that people are prisoners sometimes in their own home.
Yes, and that's it's very sad, and it happens much more often than most people know. The care post-COVID, as well as just the aging society we're living in, there's a lot more care in the home, and people are truly trapped in their own home until they're able to get either a stair lift or a ramp or something like that to allow them the access to get outside, either with caregivers or independently on their own.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, you take the story you just told. I mean, there's two healthy parents who are moving a wheelchair up two stairs from a garage into a home, or three stairs, something like
that.
But that activity compounded by the frailty that can come with age, as well as the individuals providing the care, helping someone up a couple of stairs. A lot of times, I mean, if it's my wife helping me, I'm much bigger than her. So that's like, it exponentially multiplies the risk.
And you're exactly right. The risk there is very often, if you have a senior couple and one is a caregiver, very often the caregiver gets hurt providing the care for the actual patient. And we've seen that quite a few times over the years where a caregiver gets hurt and then things really start to fall apart in that household because nobody is able to do that. And it's often easier just to stay at home and quit doing the things that are very important to people, such as just getting out, enjoying nature, or going to the grocery store, or going to church, or things like that. Folks end up just staying at home, and as you said, become a prisoner in their own home.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? Well done. Cheers. That's good work, Phil.
Thanks, Dan.
I don't know that I'd equate you to Harriet Tubman, but... You're bringing good. That's wonderful. So you mentioned next day access and independent home living and how there's a real bringing together two different parts of an industry to where you can really provide what is best in a custom situation. Either you personally helping someone while you're there to across the industry. Can you give our listeners a little bit of perspective as to the different types of products or services that Nick's Day Access and Independent Home Living or Phil Stafford really, what are the types of services or products that you offer?
In order to assist people in aging in place and safely staying in their home, the products and services can range from very simple, inexpensive grab bars put up around the bathroom area to extra hand railings on stairs. You go from there to stair lifts, and as I mentioned earlier, vertical platform lifts like a mini elevator in the home, all the way up to $60,000, $70,000 projects of doing what's called universal design of moving walls, removing walls, and expanding doorways, and all the way up to residential elevators, assisting people in their home, removing barriers and removing things that mainly prevent falls in the home and things like that. So it can range from a very quick consultation of better lighting and grab bars and things like that to a full-blown home modification with general contractors involved and things like that. And literally everything in between in order to assist people to safely stay at home.
Love it. Well, before we go any further, could I ask you to give our listeners, if any of these things pop up for them and say, I could see how that would be worth finding out about, or I know someone who maybe that would actually fit for, I've got to mention that to Dad. How would they get in touch with you?
Best way to get a hold of me is on my personal business cell phone, which is 719-660-2401.
Well, we will be right back after a couple of words from our sponsors, one of which is in a similar line, Affordable Medical Supply. And so we will address how those two pieces of the industry may be able to fit together, as well as talk about some more fun stories when we come back.
There's one place in Colorado Springs for all of your medical needs, and that's Affordable Medical Supply. Affordable Medical Supply is easy to find at the corner of Circle and Constitution. They carry wheelchairs, walkers, knee scooters, full electric hospital beds, mobility equipment, lift chairs, and much, much more, even the harder to find items. Visit their showroom today on the corner of Circle and Constitution, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or give Affordable Medical Supply a call today at 719-632-4036. Our friends at Gentle Shepherd Home Care let seniors stay safe and independent in their own home. As we get older, a little bit of help goes a long way, whether it's a friendly face checking in or someone to help with daily tasks like bathing or dressing, meal preparation, and more. If you're looking for options to assist yourself or an aging loved one stay safe at home, Gentle Shepherd Home Care is Colorado Springs' premier and locally owned senior care provider. Give our friends at Gentle Shepherd Home Care a call today at 719-359-8371. Affordable Medical Supply is Colorado Springs' one-stop shop for all of your medical needs. Affordable Medical Supply is easy to find on the corner of Circle and Constitution, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. From post-op supplies, compression socks, bathroom safety, braces, scooters, wheelchairs, and more, Affordable Medical Supply has a knowledgeable staff that leaves you feeling confident on how to use your equipment right. Visit Affordable Supply today or give them a call at 719-632-4036. Affordable Medical Supply.
Welcome back to Senior Talk. I'm your host, Dan Wilson, with Gentle Shepherd Home Care, here with Phil Stafford with Nick's Day Access and Independent Home Living. Phil, welcome back.
Thanks, Dan.
We brought up something just before the break, that there's a lot of parts to this industry, and often, even when people like myself have been working in it for years, not certain which parts fit together, who's competition with who brings other pieces to the table. And I have a feeling, because you specifically told me just now that you may be able to shed light on how someone like Next Day Access and Independent Home Living versus our sponsor Affordable Medical Supply, how do those fit together? How are they different? How compatible?
There are great partnerships in town. You mentioned Affordable Medical. They're great folks over there. When people don't exactly know what they want, their retail consultants can assist them in purchasing the medical equipment. And then often they need somebody to install it. I very often install the grab bars and railings and such that they do purchase at Affordable Medical. And then if they don't carry products such as the stair lifts and things like that, that's where Next Day Access comes in. Next Day Access also sells and rents mobility scooters. And Affordable Medical, they're a little bit of a competitor in that they sell those, but they don't rent. And so it's a good partnership to know what's out there in the local community. And for instance, OTs, occupational therapists, and physical therapists in the skilled home care companies, they often give recommendations, but they don't know who can install them and who can perform the home modifications. I work very closely with OTs and PTs in town. I have several certifications behind my belt of certified aging in place specialist. I'm an accessibility contractor. I'm certified environmental access consultant and things like that. But I'm not an OT nor a PT. And so working in conjunction with those medical professionals ultimately gives the end user, the patient and family, a much better experience.
We're better together.
We're better together.
And you don't have a storefront. And we Someone don't. Who needs to show up, go somewhere and pick something up right now or have that warehouse, we all fit together better.
Exactly.
And I love that. Yeah. One of the things I've learned in this industry is stay in your own lane, but that also comes with a real trust of the people that you're working alongside of.
Absolutely. And that also continues in the partnership that I have with Gentle Shepherd. If I'm involved in a patient's or a family's home, chances are very good they need the non-medical care in addition to the skilled. And again, that's a very, very good partnership because I can go in and have recommendations and do some modifications, but mom or dad or grandparents, whoever the end user is in that case, definitely needs that companion care in the home.
Makes a difference. There's a Harvard study that kind of forced my hand when I was getting into the industry that I fell in love with non-medical. It says 1 in 6 people who are over 65 and leave the hospital go back in 30 days. But with the judicious use of multiple partners, 75% of those are avoidable.
Right.
And if you're one of those 1 in 6, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Often the worst day of your life when you go to the hospital. And somehow you're supposed to be able to keep track of things that I, who've worked in the industry for years, have troubles keeping track of. So having a trusted person that, you know, can I ask you just one more time, can I ask you to give your contact information so people will know how to get in touch with you? We'll come back for another question or two.
Sure thing. Phil Stafford, 719-660-2401.
All right. So with your experience, I hear the term, and it's thrown around a lot, aging in place. I think we even mentioned it earlier on the show. That people want to stay at home. They want to be able to truly age in place. But often in a home that they've been in for 20, 30, 40 plus years, raised a family, they little bit of modification sometimes is it possible? A little bit of modification sometimes isn't enough. Is it possible to age in place in today's world?
Dan, that's a great question. And as I've aged in my career, and that's a little bit of play on the term aging in place, it means such different things to different people.
That's true.
Sometimes aging in place can be a proactive plan of getting a stair lift before it's needed, widening doorways, and or being able to purchase a ranch home in this town instead of the cookie cutter tri-levels that were so popular being built in the 70s and 80s, where it's got stairs and some of the homes are very, very difficult to modify. One of the things that I bring to the table these days is a little bit of age, as you teased me at the beginning of your show, as well as being a certified senior advisor. That's one of my important designations that I have, and that's taken a while to really understand what that means from a perspective of a person in this industry doing home modifications. In that,
is that a certification that someone gets?
Yes,
it's like you take a class and a test,
and also continuing ed and keep it certified. And what that entails,
and it's called a certified senior advisor.
Certified senior advisor, CSA.
CSA.
And that entails looking a little bit more holistic approach and looking at the entire picture. In early parts of my career, I'd try to modify any home. And now I think listening skills and understanding truly what's going on in the senior's home. Are there different decision makers? Is everybody on board with the same decision? Are there different agendas? Do they live in a rural setting where you modify a home, but they still don't have any support system, be it family or ability to bring in a non-medical company like Gentle Shepherd or any of the skilled services out there? You really need to take a look at what's going on in the home. And not every situation is the same. Some people are very independent and want to age in place, and they've got a plan. Many, many, many times I'm called in for folks that don't have a plan, and I'm called in after a fall, after a hospitalization time frame. They generally go to a skilled facility, and Medicare has a certain amount of time that they allow them to come in. And then they come home, and things are much more reactive and kind of a desperate situation rather than a good plan.
And you always have more options when you make a decision in advance.
You always have more options.
So you're strapped. That's at the correct point that's tough. That's tough. So I like the term certified senior advisor. I've heard of that certification. Is that something that's specific to home modification, or is that something across industries that listeners can look for?
The certified senior advisor is much more across multiple disciplines. There's a lot of attorneys that specialize in senior law, and they get a CSA. Financial specialists, again, in assisting seniors with a financial plan, they will also get a CSA. More of the home modification is where the certified aging in place specialist comes in, and a lot of general contractors will get that. I've chosen to have both of those and keep those active.
Nice.
But the certified senior advisor and being able to relate to seniors and their family members who are often making the decisions.
That's a nice distinction.
I think that's very beneficial in what I do, trying to help folks age in place.
I like that distinction. Can you speak a little bit more about why interacting with someone who is listening makes a difference?
To have a plan. To have a plan and understand the needs of the family. If family members are not on the same page and there's differing of opinions, those are difficult conversations. I've had them many, many times over the years, and trying to have common ground. Most everyone has the best interest of the senior or the person that's trying to stay in the home, but they approach it from different levels. And so being able to have the time to listen to the different parties and their, I don't want to call it agendas, but people do have their own agendas. Some want to move mom or dad into assisted livings and a skilled care facility, whereas mom and dad don't want any part of that. Those are decisions that need to be made. And if at all possible, before a catastrophic event where they don't have the time to make such a decision. So it's similar to a financial advisor. If you have a plan and you stick to a plan, generally you have a better outcome rather than waiting and needing to be in a reactive situation.
Yeah. Well, there's some changes you can plan for and some you can't. So another unique perspective you bring to the table is you have been a Southern Colorado native for a long time. You were second generation Adaman. There's a lot of changes going on to our town, which, I mean, sure, 10,000 people turn 65 a day. You know, there's statistics, but there's changes to this town that sometimes make just getting around and functioning difficult. So from someone who has been here for a long time, serving local seniors for many years, how have you seen it change and what encouragement can you give about the changes?
Yes, you're right. I have been in this town a long time and seen the growth of this town. The aging population and the aging infrastructure of the homes built in the 70s and 80s that were never intended to age in place. They just didn't think of the universal ranch style open design. That makes things a lot more complicated. Plus just the growth of the town, being able to navigate Academy Boulevard and drive around this town. There are fantastic groups and also companies that are specializing in assisting seniors and assisting families to navigate the aging process. But it is a challenge to assist a lot of these folks in trying to stay at home. And with our military community and the amount of folks moving here to retire, we are aging faster than a lot of other towns. Mm. And a lot more seniors moving here because of our wonderful climate and, again, the tie to the military. One of the things that Next Day Access brings to the table is the amount that it works with both Medicaid, but especially the VA, the Veterans Assistance Programs, and being able to have payer sources outside of just a private pay situation.
Phil, as is the case always, the conversation comes to an end too soon. Thank you for being our guest on Senior Talk.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
It was an enjoyable conversation. Before we go, I want to remind listeners that you can find out more information about our sponsors for Affordable Medical Supply online at affordablemedmart.com or by calling 719-632-4036. And you can find out more about Gentle Shepherd Home Care online today at gshc.com or by calling 719-359-8371. Be sure to join us next and every Saturday at 10 and Sunday at 8 right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM for another edition of Colorado's longest running and most listened to Senior Talk radio show, Senior Talk, presented by Affordable Medical Supply and Gentle Shepherd Home Care.